Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Are you feeling financially overwhelmed? Do you often find yourself with more days in the month than money in your wallet? You are sick of scraping by, borrowing from one place to pay another, and then facing those you owe demanding their money back? This episode's for you.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
We have uncovered an incredible concept called infinite returns asset. But before diving to that, let's explore a crucial difference in mindset between the poor, the middle class, and the rich.
The poor and the middle class often view everything as expensive. I can't believe how expensive gas is now, milk, bread, not to mention homes and cars. It's unbelievable. This perception likely comes from the fact that they've been trading the irreplaceable time for money, essentially. They feel like they're paying with pieces of their lives, and indeed, they are.
Consider this. If someone earns $36,000 a year and look at buying a $36,000 car, they're not just questioning if the car is worth the money. What they're asking is it worth a year of their life? And with interest and inflation, possibly even 4 to 5 years of their life.
So every time you're about to spend money on something, you pause, because it feels like you're spending part of your life to pay for it. This belief is deeply rooted within us. We've been conditioned to think that making money is hard and that everything is expensive. We used to believe that too, and we generally thought that life was tough.
When we were in the fashion industry, our profits were pennies, and every time we wanted to buy anything, it felt expensive. We found ourselves constantly counting how many t-shirts, hoodies, bags, and baseball caps would we need to sell to buy these items.
You see, we've been stuck in this flawed programming that keeps us from thinking about how to make more money. And when we do think about it, all we focus on is how hard it seems.
This daunting perception makes us avoid thinking about it altogether because we were so dreaded of thinking of the hard work involved. It's a trap, really. We've been conditioned to believe that for any financial gain to occur, it must come through hardship and trading a lot of time for it.
But you see, the mindset of the rich is different. We continue to grow our wealth because we approach splurging in a way that enhances our wealth rather than depleting it. We splurge on assets.
Instead of just buying things for fun, we invest in infinite returns assets like buying real estate, using other people's money, apartments in our case. Wealthy people, we pay for things with our assets, which may sound like a flex, but it's not. It's just an illustration we promise.
We flew to Nepal round trip in business class. Our ticket, taxes included, cost around $17,000. But to us, it cost no more than this coin pouch.
When you pay for things with income from asset, everything essentially costs the same. So my recent flight to South Africa and Botswana cost the same as this coin pouch too.
You see, the rich gets richer when we splurge. And here's how we discovered this. Traveling has always been in our DNA. Traveling has been how we celebrate it, how we mourn, how we fulfill our curiosities about the world.
So when we describe ourselves to people, the first thing we say is we are travelers. So during COVID-19, we felt like we have been cut off from the things we care most about, from something that defines us. So during that period, we felt like we lost a piece of who we are.
Once the travel restrictions started to ease, we were thrilled about planning our first long haul trip, getting back to what defines us.
We chose the stunning country of
Turkey as our destination. The flight was about 13 plus hours.
Economy section across all major airlines, as you guys know, are getting worse and worse as time passed by. I mean, corporate greed seems to always find a way to include more seats for maximum profits, yet the size of the planes are exactly the same, right? And who suffers? The passengers, of course, are experienced. Okay, I digress there. But while we're in Cappadocia, Turkey, I confess, Anand, honestly, I dread flying. The flight here was so awful. And that day, I decided I don't care anymore about the cost. I'm done. I hate being crammed in like a sardine surrounded by all the noise. I hated being treated like second-class citizens. It turns what used to be an exciting part of travel into a nightmare. The physical and emotional discomfort made me dread flying altogether. So I bothered traveling altogether if it felt like a punishment. I just can't stand it. So I'm not doing it anymore.
So we look up the price of one-way ticket back to Los Angeles. $3,500 just for one way.
I had already decided I was going to fly home business class before I even knew the details. So I'm not going to go back via econ for sure. So what am I going to do about it? I'm going to go buy an asset. In our case, an apartment. That's going to cover my expensive decision to fly business class. With that decision, we bought a 200 plus unit apartment complex in Texas, and we invited investors to invest alongside of us, raising a total of $8+ million.
We then used our profit from the apartment complex to fund our decision for business or first class travel, effectively offsetting the expensive decision.
The point here is that the price of everything is irrelevant for the rest of your life once we break this down to you.
That year, we ended up purchasing over $60 million in real estate assets, followed by $108 million the next year and another $100 million after that. As real estate entrepreneurs, legion of partners, and capital raiser, we earn income in multiple ways through these acquisitions. Given the true risk and responsibilities involved in such venture, we are compensated for taking those challenges.
Since then, do you know how much we've spent on business class and first class tickets? 200, maybe even 300K? But we've generated millions.
Listen to this. We made seven-figure in profit simply because we decided not to fly economy anymore. We now pay for these expenses through our ability to buy assets. Just like buying this coin pouch, we buy apartments, we buy real estate to pay for our vacation, our family trip, and support a charity we care about.
And it's not just for us, it's for our parents and our grandparents. And the cool thing is, if we were paying with money that we earn trading our time for, everything would feel expensive, and obviously there'll be a cap on how much we have. But when we pay for our expenses by buying apartments using other people's money, that's what we call infinite return asset.
Sure, we have partners in these deals, so we're not pocketing all the profits ourselves. But let's just say we're not just scraping by. We earn enough to throw a little extra crunch into our snacks bowl, if you know what we mean.
Now that you know that income follows assets, tune into this episode to learn how to acquire more assets by using other people's money.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.